Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great here to be with you. I am Patty Mack. It's Lifestyle here every Saturday from 1 to 2 o'clock. And you know, this is the week of grad events, and we were lucky enough to go to Calgary to see our niece Liz graduate. Had sister Leilani died about 4 years ago. So it was quite a blessing to get to see this special moment with her, and she was so beautiful from inside and out. And to do all the makeup for her friends, it was really a great event. And then our son Sheldon, he's our third to go through Mount Doug, is graduating tomorrow. And I want to thank all the fabulous teachers, his friends and parents and volunteers through football who have made this a great 4 years at that school. So we are really, truly blessed to have these moments, and I have to get some more Kleenex for tomorrow. A very proud mom is here in the studio today, Maria from Ithaca Greek Restaurant. Her two sons are here, Dimitri and Andreas. And you guys have a fabulous restaurant, and Mama Maria, you must be very proud of your boys.
Yes, very much so. We're blessed.
Yeah, we are, aren't we? I mean, to be here and to get to do the things we do. And I know we were talking earlier about if you were still in Greece, this would be ouzo time, not working time.
Exactly.
But, you know, to work with your sons and have them actually want to be with you and vice versa is really something unheard of sometimes, because people live so far away now, they don't get to see each other or their grandchildren or anything. So to be working day in, day out is a reward.
It has its moments.
I bet.
But we are having fun. We are enjoying our success. It is wonderful because it's for them that we're here.
Well, you know, it says from Greece with love. And yes. I know Hudson and our group all went for a dinner a few months ago. And I felt like I was at a family home in Greece. We had music, we had dancing, a smash plate we got to do.
Yeah.
And the food, the lamb, the souvlaki, moussaka. Amazing. All of it,
calamari.
From start to finish. Calamari. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, it really is amazing. And I haven't had that kind of experience in a Greek restaurant ever.
Oh. Well, we're not professional cooks, but we just learned from trial and error and from cooking at home. So we've had a restaurant in Kenora, Ontario for many, many years. And we brought all that with us to Ithaca, and it's working well, and we've had a wonderful response. And we're very, very happy to be on Cook and Yates, and the people have embraced us so well. And it's making it worth it. You know, I do get tired, but I also love it at the same time.
I'm sure you do. And Andreas, I know that you work very hard there as well. And the location may seem unusual because it's sort of a little bit of a strip mall. But when you get inside there, because you are number one on TripAdvisor for restaurants in Victoria, and when you get in there, the lights, the you know, it's quaint. It's got a feel about it. So, you know, people should never think, oh, well, this is a location. Inside is fabulous. That's where it's at.
Yeah, that whole TripAdvisor thing has really overwhelmed all of us, for sure.
No kidding. And people have to take the time to do that.
Oh, for sure. And we just feel so fortunate to read. And, like, we take pride in hearing these genuine, you know, just positive reviews. And, you know, when I'm in the kitchen, I like to have a chance to come out. Well, my brother and I, we do a Zorba dance, and that's really fun too. We'll smash a plate, but I personally like to come out and sincerely just ask, how are your dinners? And the feedback I hear has just been overwhelmingly just so positive. And just to touch on what my mom said, how you're not professional. Mom, I'm sorry, but I'll take you and Grandma with your recipes. I'll line you guys up against anyone, and I'll be pretty confident that.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that matters not, because it really is. It's from traditional food that has been passed from generation to generation that you can't just buy any or learn that. It's something that has grown with your families, right?
Yes, I don't have recipes. I never follow. It's just I just eyeball everything. It usually works out.
Where are you from in Greece? Because you were an immigrant to Canada and the boys were born in Kenora. So where did you come from?
Very small town the size of Sydney. It's called Nafpaktos. It's on the water on the west coast. And it's a sort of a fisherman's village. But it grew, and it was wonderful growing up there. And then we immigrated to Thunder Bay first, my family, my parents and I. And then we moved to Kenora in 1967, and we ran a restaurant there till 2004.
The name
and
of that
restaurant? And we had four children. We had the Plaza Restaurant in Kenora, Ontario.
The Plaza. I'm sure there's people listening that know the restaurant.
We have a wonderful following here, right here in Victoria, of Winnipeggers and people that have come out to retire from Kenora area. And they come and they say, wow, this is Plaza West.
You know? How neat is that? I know everybody always comes west. And Dimitri, when did you come out to Victoria then?
I came out about 2 years ago, and I was running the restaurant in Kenora with my sister Tina. And Andrea was like, you know, you should come out here and visit me, you know, for just for a couple of weeks. So I came out, and it was actually during the Greek Fest at the Greek church up by the Commonwealth pool. And I had such a great time. And I said to Tina, I go, you know what, I love you, but I think this is where I need to be. So she was, you know, okay with that. And I came out here, and, you know, for a little while I worked for some other family friends. But I remember one day, and he was in for dinner last night, the gentleman, and he said, you know, Dimitri, I see you working here. I see, you know, how you are with your customers, and you care so much about the place or what have you. He was like, but don't you kind of want to have your own little place again? So it was kind of in the back of my mind, but this opportunity with Frank and Yanula had come out, and it was the right time for them to move on. And Andrea was, you know, always wanting to do this, and yeah, it just kind of happened.
And the past owners were
Greek.
Yeah, yes. Frank and Yanula, they had Paceros,
which
was
a
staple
that.
Here for over 16 years.
And you were saying the community is really supportive of each other, the Greek community.
Yes, yes. They've embraced us as a family so well, and we're thankful to everyone. And the timing, it just seemed that it was just perfect.
I used to always bug my mom. Mom, I want a small 50-seat little restaurant. I know you're retired, but come on, just give me a year or two of your time. Let's make it happen. And she was like, oh, come on, come on. But then this opportunity came up, and the capacity is, what, 55? So,
yeah.
Hey,
how
as they are. Say, I'm living the dream. There you
I
go.
I have a feeling he's very persuasive.
He is. He is.
He looks like he knows
but
what
a year's gone already, so maybe one more year from this mama.
Well, who are you going to find to replace your mom ever?
Well, see, I'm her little protege in the back, but you can't see the wooden spoon marks on my hand from putting a little too much or not enough in her recipes, right?
Well, let's talk about some of those. Like, if people don't know some of the food from Greece, tell us some of the dishes, the popular ones, and kind of what's involved in making those, what kind of ingredients go in.
Well, we have calamari, which is very, very good. And we just flour it and deep fry it, lemon juice, and season it with some sea salt.
But the roast lamb, Mom, tell her about the roast lamb.
Okay. And then we have, you know, the roast lamb is our most popular dinner. And it's all in the seasonings and slow cooking it. You know, we cook it for 3-4 hours on a low oven. And it comes out and the bone falls off the meat. So lamb lovers, it's a very, very nice lamb.
I loved it. It was fantastic.
Yes.
And moussaka now. Yeah. That's sort of like a Greek lasagna. Isn't
it's
it,
its first cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so made with eggplants and zucchini and potato and a ground beef and then a nice rich bechamel sauce
so
on top that's
yummy.
Very cheesy. We make spanakopita, which is the spinach pie. With feta and spinach and herbs and green onions and.
But one thing I like to say is that we cook with love, you know. I mean, we get our meats, we hand trim them, marinate them, all skewers. We do, you know, these little Greek hands you see here,
okay.
And these other Greek hands. Everything we can, whatever we can do in house is done in house, you know.
So you must start early today, Dimitri. Is it like all day, like
for
that dinner service? So.
We people only open from 4 to 9, but I'm there at 11, and I'm there till 8, 9 o'clock at night. I have helpers. I have Yanula come in a couple of times. I have other people that come and help me with the prep, because we make dolmades and, you know, rolling
the grape leaves.
Vines are finicky. But, you know, it's all done, and we do them every 2-3 days, you know, so everything is fresh. Going back to the moussaka, that's even in Greece sometimes, you know, you don't get a good moussaka, but they tell us that our moussaka is very, very good.
Oh, I'm telling you, it was delicious. That's what I had.
Yeah.
It was fabulous.
We have this Saganaki appetizer, the Saganaki cheese that we flame at the table with brandy.
That I just want to eat
it's
on
it's very good, very, very nice.
Yeah, if you love cheese, that's...
It was so good.
And we have Greek ribs, which are very tasty. And everything is done on the charcoal. garlic butter, lemon juice, and that's all the... We don't have a lot of heavy sauces with our...
Is that, Dimitri, how you keep your figure, too? Because if I worked around all that food, I'd be like...
Well, part of it's running around a little bit, the dancing, and the one night a week we're able to go do play our soccer. But the thing is another thing too you're saying about the foods is all our Greek spices, like we special import, like our the Saganaki cheese, like we get a huge wheel head, like the size of the Parmesan head of cheese. So these are things that you're not going to find in your store. Like I say to some people, like, oh, what did you put on those tomatoes? And it's, well, it's oregano, but that stuff you're buying in the grocery store in that little bottle has sat there for like 8 years before you actually get it, instead of the fresh, So any ethnic food, any ethnic food where you can, have those spices, you're like wondering what it is. Well, it's, where they come and how fresh they are that makes a big difference.
We're going to come back in about 2 minutes and talk more about some great recipes from Ithaca Restaurant.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Marigold Nurseries is 70 years young, and they're celebrating by getting their groove on. Marigold-grown veggies teach kids just how much fun growing their own food can be. Their fantastic foliage includes maples, hostas, coleus, and more. While fuchsia hanging baskets not only look hot, they also attract hummingbirds. On Lockside Drive in Sanditon, in Duncan, and at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
We've got them imported from Egypt, Turkey, and Belgium. We're talking about a massive area rug sale right now at End of the Roll, my friends. Over 50% off on the retail. If you want a deal, they're prepared to do it for you right now because they've got the rugs. They've over 400 designer area rugs from contemporary to traditional. Now just think about all the rooms in your home, in your condo, in your apartment. One of these area rugs is certainly going to fit because it's 5x8, 6x9, 7x10. You can put them into offices. You can put them into the bedroom. You can put them into a dining area, and they're absolutely fabulous. And at 50% off the retail price, you're going to love it. And listen, by the way, just in case you didn't know it, but shag carpets are back as well. We've even got some shag area rugs for you. So check all of this out for yourself because it's going to be over by the weekend. We'll go to 5 o'clock tonight here at End of the Roll, and 5 o'clock tomorrow. They'll open at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. They'll close at 5 tomorrow night. And when this sale is over, that's it. It's over. There's no more. I mean, it's kaput. It's out of here. Once it's over, it's over. We'll see you soon. At 601 Boleskin Road, Victoria, and at 2364 Millstream Road in Langford, that is End of the Roll.
There's lots of ways to show someone they're special. Thousands do it every day. But how do you take it to a higher level? This is what Paul Mara Jewelers is for. Finding that unique piece, that's something special for any occasion, and that piece that's perfect for everyday or more formal occasions. Paul Mara Jewelers, the highest level of quality and customer service, and over 25 years of showing people how special they are to each other. Paul Mara Fine Jewelry and Watches, corner of Fort and Broad, and paulmarajewelers.com.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. It's Lifestyle, and we have Ithaca Greek Restaurant from Greece with love. And I'll have you say your names with your great accents.
Hello, how about you?
My name is?
My name is Andreas Adamopoulos.
Andreas Adamopoulos.
And I'm Maria Adamopoulos.
And I am Dimitri Adamopoulos.
Don't you love it? I wish I was Greek.
Oh.
Well,
so
I
cool.
tell you.
You are Greek.
I am Greek.
You come to our restaurant and I tell you, you're going to become an honorary Greek. I like to joke, we're the Greek gods of fun dining. Because we're not that fine dining, pretentious place where if you come in and ask for water, I'm not going to say, oh, would you like some Perrier or Evian? You're going to get Victoria's finest tap water here.
I like it.
And just come as you are. I like to say Ithaca is an every occasion sort of restaurant.
Casual.
It's casual. It's just relaxed. But, I mean, the star of the show is the food. That's where we focused all of our energy and efforts on. That's why we don't open for lunch, because we just want to concentrate on getting all of our preparation done, which is a grind. I mean, it's tough work, but you know what? At the end of the day, to just look at how satisfied people are, and when we do the Zorba dance and we smash a plate, people, like, they just like seeing that.
Right, yeah. And you want to stay for some time, because you really do want to have an appetizer,
yeah,
the dinner, the main, and a dessert, everything that goes with it.
Because have a light lunch. When you
totally
come to
have a light lunch, because there's so much involved. What is your favorite dish, Dimitri, that you guys make?
Oh, if I was to have one thing, I'd probably start with the Saganaki, and I'd probably want either the roast lamb or the rack of lamb chops. That's my favorite thing, with a little bit of Greek salad and a side of tzatziki. Mm. Mm.
And what is your favorite role in running a restaurant? What is your specialty? Because you all must have kind of areas you handle. What do you kind of handle and like doing best?
Well, I really like to be, you know, a welcoming host. I look back to when we lived here in the 80s and 90s. We had some wonderful Greek restaurants and owners and hosts that I would just watch when I was 12 years old. A fellow, like, for example, name is Ari Argyri, who he had the Sea View in Cordova Bay.
Yeah,
San Remo's when you couldn't get in there, you know, lineups, you know, Dino Petropoulos. When I worked as a busboy at Milos for George Mavrikos. And I would just watch these guys. And the attention they took and the sincerity with all their guests and how they would, you know, make people feel welcome, as well with my parents at our restaurant, I just kind of studied them. So when people, you know, come to our place, maybe we don't have the fancy chandelier or, you know, the other fancy stuff that other places might offer. Well, we can, you know, meet with these big restaurants with food and service, atmosphere and hospitality.
And, you know, I think customer service, I know we always talk about how customer service is something that matters the most. And it's sadly lacking a lot these days. And I think that's what stood out when we came into your place, is we were welcome.
We have wonderful,
and we
wonderful
felt like you wanted our
staff.
Business. You wanted us to be there
yeah.
and to inform us about the different kinds of food, what you'd recommend. So you were taken care
yes.
of for being
we have
in.
An older staff, front staff.
And well, no, but we've kept them over from Paseros.
From
Paseros,
and we've added
oh, yeah,
more.
They were
like,
wonderful.
You're going to reward someone who's loyal. When we took over Paseros, there was existing staff. There had been here someone with 7 years, someone with 16 years. We weren't going to come in there and be like, okay, thanks for nothing, see you later. You know, they worked hard, and we just feel like we're a family run place. We have less than 12 employees there, uh-huh. and I'm just so proud of what we've done in just over a year.
Like, I think it was Beth. Was that her name?
You had no yeah. Pat.
Oh my gosh, you had a big
she
table
lovely?
Really well. I mean,
yeah.
you have to have a lot of patience.
Yes,
all
so.
Of our staff is just fantastic. Yeah. But this is what we do. I mean, this is as genuine as it's going to get. I don't want to sound like a used car salesman here, but
true,
we
though.
Were brought up. I remember being a 3 or 4 year old boy at a restaurant in Ontario, propping myself up on the counter to get to the creamers and just pounding like 10 creamers.
That's what my daughter always does.
And being little busboys in bow ties, I mean, this is what we know and this is what we love. I've always said if I was to win the lotto, I would have a restaurant, I would work the floor. I love going up to tables. How are you? How was your dinner? Blah, blah, blah. And I tell you, when we would grow up, there would be fights with our school friends. Hey, you can't go to Andreas and Dimitri's house for dinner. You were there last week. You know, we would have a big spread. They'd be like, wow, did your parents make all this for us? We're like, no, it's just Thursday. You know.
Oh my gosh, Maria, how do you have the energy? You know, for people who are listening right now and maybe they're retired or maybe they're, you know, don't do next, how do you find that oomph to do it all the time and find the passion for this?
I'm blessed with good health, first mm-hmm. of all. You know, I'm 66 years old. Thank you. I'm doing it for my sons, and it gives me a lot of joy. You just do what you have to do. I mean, I had 4 children. We ran a business. We worked hard and we played hard. We danced at the tables when I could. I can't do it anymore, but we did have fun at working and being with people. And our customers became our family. In Kenora, you know, we had the most wonderful, wonderful friends. And we miss them, but now our daughter has their children.
They come
children.
Visit us here.
And they come and the older ones, our old customers, come and visit us here.
And the neat thing, I think, though, is when you have a certain personality, the people that probably come to your restaurant are people that are like-minded like you. So you tend to end up having customers that are kind of like friends because it's a mutual thing.
Yeah,
and that doesn't make it work then.
Exactly. Our customers come to our... They're not high expectations customers. They just come in there, and they just, I don't know, they just love it all. That's what they tell us. They come in the kitchen to give me a hug.
Well, oh, you should be out more, Maria, because we wanted you and you'd already gone that night.
I know. But sometimes I'm wearing a hairnet and I look like my grandma and I don't want to come out like
and
that.
Safety first, Mom. Hairnet. Safety.
Yes. That's right.
But anyway.
And Maria, if people are listening right now, they want to make something tonight. They're going to come to your restaurant, maybe tonight, tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. But they want to maybe try something of a Greek origin. What would be the easiest thing to start with, and what are some of the ingredients maybe in a dip or a tzatziki? Is that one that
we have? A wonderful hummus and pita bread, and also tzatziki, which we use Greek yogurt with the garlic and cucumber and olive oil and lemon juice, and they're wonderful dips. We're going to have nice keftedes, which is the meatballs, and we hand roll them, make them ourselves with a lot of garlic and mint and onions in them. The saganaki that the boys, this cheese, the flame cheese that we talked about. We have the grapevine leaves. We have them in a vegetarian and the meat ones with a nice lemon dill sauce. And then you can have a nice Greek salad, or we have a Maria salad.
Which is like a
Greek salad, but it has also lettuce. And some people find that more fresh and
crispier. It adds
crispier.
A nice taste.
Yeah, it has a nice flavor. And then, you know, any of our souvlakis are wonderful. The lamb chops are great.
I think some of the people that haven't tried Greek food...
We'll make a believer out of you.
Totally,
I tell you.
Because, you know, it's not heavy food.
It's not. It's
not spicy. It's not
hot.
Spicy like hot.
And there's lemon and dill. Like, yeah. There's a lot of
I like to say we're a throwback. I mean, the plate, you're going to get a wonder. Like, our rice is fantastic, too. So we have our meats. You know, you got the rice, the fresh vegetables, Greek oven roast potatoes.
Oh, those are delicious.
And I tell you... you're going to get a homemade soup or a freshly made salad with your dinner. So I really feel like we have great value there.
And we should tell people where you are because, you know, we've talked about everything else, but your exact location.
It's a mystery. They can Google it.
It's a mystery.
No. We are at Cook and Yates. We are the only place on the corner that's not a car lot. So
and you'll see the lights glowing.
There's Audi across the street. I better get a plug and a free car for that. No, Harris Dodge and Mazda. So we're the only place that's not a car lot at Cook and Yates. Free parking in the little plaza there and
Cook
along
street,
the street
plaza,
after
yeah.
6.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And if people want to phone you, what's the phone number there?
250-384-6474.
Right. And if you look at Ithaca, and TJ tried to look it up, how is it spelt? Because it can be a couple
it's
of different
spelt
ways.
Ithaca.
Yeah, and there's a website, and you can look up the menu and everything else.
Yes.
And
IthacaGreek.ca. Yeah.
Yes.
And why we called it Ithaca is in Homer's epic poems, the Odyssey and the Iliad, Ithaca is the home of Odysseus, who was on this journey to come home. So basically, we're a throwback. We're a home-style place. Come home to Ithaca.
Well, I'm so glad I met you all because it really was a fabulous night. We'll be coming back because you take care of your customers and they become friends. All the best to you guys in
Thank
your journey.
Thank you so much.
And it was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you so much for having us.
When we all come back after the news, we're going to talk to Brooke Solis.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This just into the newsroom, callers are reporting a massive...
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
It will end at 5 o'clock this afternoon, the first day of this big, huge, massive area rug sale, and it will go tomorrow from 11 o'clock until 5. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Moore. We're on location at End of the Roll at 601 Boleskine Road right here in Victoria. All you have to do is drive down Boleskine, take a look at the Uptown Business Park. That's where we are, and we've got the burgers on. We've got the hot dogs on. That'll go for a while, and this is a one-of-a-kind sale for Victoria and Langford, by the way. 5x8s, 6x9s, 7x10s. These are imported area rugs. They're from Egypt, Turkey, and Belgium, and an amazing selection of these rugs, over 400 designer area rugs, contemporary and traditional, and they're 50% off the retail price. Imagine that, 50% off the original retail price. You want to buy? This is the place to deal. Don't miss out. Come by and see us at End of the Roll, 601 Boleskine Road, Victoria, and check out the area rugs as well, because the sale is on also in Langford over at 2364 Millstream.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30. I'm Jillian Vandergeest with CFAX 1070 News. Victoria is participating in a global protest today to raise awareness of the hazards of genetically modified food. The march against Monsanto is starting at the legislature, started at 1 o'clock rather, and then is proceeding down Government Street, Yates and Douglas Streets before heading back to the legislature for the rally. Event organizer Laura Weebly says in Canada, we need to fight for clear labeling on packaging.
We have the right to know what we're eating. And right now, there's over 64 countries in the world that have bans against genetically modified food in one way or another. And here we are in Canada, and we don't even have labeling on the side of the food boxes. We don't even know where we're eating it.
The rally is part of a global protest with over 400 marches in over 50 countries worldwide. The 71st annual Swiftsure International Yacht Race kicked off this morning. All seven races started on time and are on schedule, racing around Ogden Point at the moment. Dragonfly, a catamaran from Victoria, has gone the farthest on the course, followed by Glory from Seattle, Icon from Anacortes, and Neptune's Car from Seattle. While there were concerns for lack of wind, the boat seems to be moving along nicely, with winds expected to pick up later this afternoon. Police are investigating deadly drive-by shootings in Santa Barbara, California, and are studying a YouTube video of a young man describing his plans to shoot people. He talked about being rejected by women. Seven people were killed last night, and women at the UC Santa Barbara College who lived in the beachside community of Isla Vista are very scared. Police say a gunman went on a rampage near a university campus, waging two gun battles with deputies before crashing his black BMW into a parked car. It's not clear if the shooter killed himself or if police shot him. Russian President Vladimir Putin has spoken to some high-level media people a day before an election in Ukraine, and he's not pleased with the comments by the Harper government. Putin took questions from the representatives of international wire services, including the Canadian press, at a meeting in St. Petersburg today. He said Canada is far away from Ukraine and should not interfere with Russian incursions. Canada has a large population with people of Ukraine origin. Soccer fans heading to Brazil for the World Cup may end up feeling a little disconnected. Experts say Brazil's mobile communication services are severely lacking and ill-prepared for the month-long tournament, meaning fans could experience mobile network blackouts and drop calls. Government leaders promised blazing fast 4G mobile networks, but that never materialized, so even emergency calls could be blocked by jammed cell phone towers unable to handle the volume. That's CFAX News to 1:33. Weather's up next.
Korean.
Swiss.
Mexican.
Polish.
British.
Thai.
Japanese.
Hey, what kind of game you guys playing?
No game, we're just listing some of the international foods at Fairway Market.
Oh, okay. Has anyone mentioned Italian yet?
From great produce to choice cuts of meat to local and exotic natural foods, Fairway Market is a world of flavors, inspiring you to cook terrific, healthful, tastier meals every day. Fairway Market. If you haven't shopped Fairway lately, you haven't shopped Fairway.
Taking a look at weather now, increasing cloudiness into the afternoon, but mostly sunny, highs to 18 degrees expected. For tonight, mainly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers before morning and lows to 10 degrees, winds near the Juan de Fuca Strait. For your Sunday, cloudy, a 40% chance of showers and highs to 17. Right now outside our studios downtown, we're sitting at 14 degrees. I'm Jillian Vandergeest. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 1:34.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle here on CFAX every Saturday from 1 to 2 o'clock. Joining me on this segment of the show is Brooke Zolla. She's founder and CEO of Just Go Girl. She's from Austin, Texas, and she's got quite a history. Previously a lawyer and worked in the financial sector, and now she is a CEO and entrepreneur. How are you, Brooke?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me, Patty.
Well, it's great to have you on the show. And, you know, I said to TJ here, I said, oh, you might want to plug your ears because we're talking about something that everybody knows about, but no one talks about. And
that's
if they
right.
do, it's not too loudly. And when I went to your website, I had kind of a hoot looking at the video, too, because Brooke has developed a product to help many women. But before we get to that, Brooke, let's talk a little bit about your past, because you went to some pretty prestigious schools. And tell us about your background.
Sure. So I went to Notre Dame as an undergrad. I went to Yale for law school. I was an investment banker at Morgan Stanley for a couple of years. And I practiced law in the Silicon Valley for almost 10 years. So I was a lawyer representing startup companies, helping little companies find capital and ultimately get to their liquidity event, so sale or public offering. So I did that for a big chunk of my career before starting Just Go Girl.
Wow, that is pretty impressive. I mean,
thank you.
Those are good credentials, and have probably been really great to lead you into what you're doing. And you say you're a Type A personality. Are you always on the go?
I am. I'm always on the go, and I'm always on the go because I'm running a startup, but I also have five kids. So
five kids.
I have a lot of plates spinning in the air at all times.
And so your five kids. Tell us the boy, girls, and ages of your
sure.
kids.
Absolutely. So I have two boys and three girls. Our oldest is 24. I have a 17-year-old daughter, 15-year-old son, and twins who are almost 12.
Wow, you look like you're about 20.
Well, thank you. It's all the exercise.
That's pretty good. Wow. And, talking about exercise, I've been to Austin. I love Austin. We'll talk a little bit about that later in the segment. But it's a very fit community. Down by the water, you see people running and biking, yeah. And the weather most of the time. We were there in January this year, and it was pretty darn cold, but most of the year you can do a lot of outdoor stuff.
Yes, so we have a really long summer in Austin. We love it. It's kind of between 75 and 115 degrees about 9 months out of the year, so it's hot, it's humid, but if you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, it's really phenomenal weather because you can pretty much get outside every single day and run or CrossFit or do whatever you enjoy doing in terms of outside activities.
Now, with all the career you've had, everybody kind of, with exercise, it's either something you do naturally or something
yeah.
that you try and fit in. You love exercise? This is your thing you like to do?
I love it, and I mean, I think I do think that you're sort of built to either really love it or
really hate it.
Because it's on your list.
Guess which one I am?
Like,
no kidding.
Putting a gun to your head. Yeah, and I really love it, and I think it's partly just how I'm wired, but I think it's also just that I find an exercise a real opportunity to clear my head and plan my day, and it's the one time when my kids aren't talking to me and my phone's not ringing, and it's just sort of my personal time, and so it's kind of a dual purpose for me. I love it because I love the endorphins that I get at the end of every workout, but I also just love having an hour that's just quiet time for myself.
And what kind of exercise are you changing all the time, or are you one kind of exercise person?
So I have changed in the past couple of years because I developed this product. I used to be, a long time ago, I was a runner. I was a very serious runner. After having kids, I don't know if this is a good time to tell the story about the product, but realized that I had an issue and went to the gym for my first workout after having my first child and picked up a jump rope and realized that I had peed all over myself. And it was horrifying, and I burst into tears and went and called my husband. And for a lot of years, I changed my exercise. So I went to yoga and Pilates and bar class and did a lot of low-impact exercise because I knew that if I ran or jumped, I was going to have this problem. And a couple of years ago, a friend of mine asked me to come to a total conditioning class. We'd moved to Austin by then, and I knew I wanted to try it, but I knew I was going to have a problem if we had to do jumping jacks. And so I went with a traditional incontinence pad and loved the class, loved the workout, thought there has to be a better way. And so now, back to your question, I'm a CrossFitter. So flash forward a couple of years, I have sort of found my way into the CrossFit community, and CrossFit's really my primary exercise kind of program. So I work out with a CrossFit one-on-one instructor a couple of times a week, and I do CrossFit 4 times a week, and when I'm not doing that, then I try to incorporate runs back into my program, and I do some kickboxing. So now that I have this product, I jump up and down all the time in my workouts, and it's changed my life, it's changed my body, and just in the past 2 years of switching up to what I'm doing right now, which is a lot of high-impact exercise, I've completely changed the way that I look and the way that I feel. So
when we come back, we're going to talk about Just Go Girl and
yes.
The product that you've developed that's
yes.
going to help our audience or people that want to, that 1 out of 3
yes.
get back to doing what they want to do. Back with Brooke in 2 minutes.
Join Club 1070. Give us feedback and win. Pick your favorite topics. Tell us the guests you love or love to hate. Sign up now at CFAX1070.com.
Club 1070 members get to have the same programming, and they're eligible for great prizes such as trips, concert tickets, movie passes, gift certificates, and more.
Join Club 1070 and win.
Sign up now at CFAX1070.com.
Things are really moving down here, my friends, over at End of the Road at 601 Beleskin. This is the massive area rug sale. That's 400 designer area rugs. They're available for you in 5x8, 6x9, 7x10. They're imports. They're from Egypt, Turkey, and Belgium. And here's the real clicker for you. Listen to this. They're 50% off retail. 50% off of retail. So it's a one-of-a-kind sale for Victoria and Langford this weekend only. You get down here and check it out for yourself. Do not miss out. Once it's over, it's over. And we're going to till 5 o'clock tonight. We'll go from 11 o'clock till 5 tomorrow. And the opportunity for you here at End of the Roll at 601 Beleskin in Victoria and at 2364 at Millstream Road in Langford. A great chance for you to get these rugs for your home. Doesn't matter where you want to put them. You name it, whether it's the office, whether it's the bedroom unit. They're all available for you at 50% off. Imported from Egypt, Turkey, and Belgium. Check it out for yourself. The massive area rug sale right now at End of the Roll.
Now. CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hey, I'm Matt McLeod with CFAX 1070, and here's what's happening around Victoria. The 20th Greater Victoria Bike to Work Week begins this Monday, May 26th, and runs until June 1st. There will be many different special events throughout the week to celebrate this major milestone in one of the capital region's most supported and recognized free community events that attracts over 7,000 commuter cyclists each year. Don't forget that the Oak Bay Cool Half Marathon is tomorrow morning starting at 7 a.m. and there's still time to register. The 10.73K Run and Kids Run, presented by Peninsula Runners, is back for its 10th year and provides an opportunity for the whole family to get out and get active for a great cause, as all the funds raised at this year's event will be donated to CFAX Santa's Anonymous. For more information and to register, please visit our events page on our website. With that being said, you can always find out more about what's happening around Victoria on our website, CFAX1070.com. This has been your weekend's Community Connection, brought to you by Fairway Market, fresher and tastier than ever.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
A trip down memory lane, Boomertown, with Barry Bowman, Sundays at 3 on CFAX 1070.
We are back with Brooke Solis, founder and CEO of Just Go Girl. She's from Austin, Texas. Tell us some of the stats involved with athletic leakage, and it's from high school to women, 70s, 80s. Tell us about it.
It is. So it's one out of three women experience and what we call athletic leakage or athletic incontinence, and it's a very specific type of incontinence. Stress incontinence is what a lot of companies speak to, and that's if you sneeze and have a leak, or if you laugh or cough. What we're talking about is women who run or jump rope or do jumping jacks or get on a trampoline.
Or go to a trampoline.
Or get on a trampoline, which is like the ultimate test, and realize that, my bladder is not the bladder of my youth. But what's interesting is that it does affect women who haven't had children. So high school athletes, we don't have great data on the number of high school athletes, but we know that it's a problem among gymnasts and dancers. And I mean, I have a story in my home because I have a 17-year-old daughter who plays lacrosse and who has a teammate who asked for my daughter to bring her sample pads because she has the issue. And, for a 17-year-old who, kind of looks at me every single time I talk about the product and the problem, like, ugh, please take a stop, Mom. to have a teammate of her say, I wasn't going to be able to play lacrosse in college because it's been such a problem for me, and she's now one of our 30 pad a month subscribers. It's kind of an amazing thing. And when you think about, for that group, for high school and college athletes, they don't really talk about health issues generally. Moms talk about everything. We've kind of shown everybody everything and talk about everything very openly. But to think about a 16 or 17-year-old who doesn't see a doctor on a regular basis and isn't going to want to talk to their mom about this, it has to be an incredibly isolating experience to be, out doing the activity that you love and knowing that you have this problem.
Absolutely. And, you start at that age, and then you go to, I remember my mother who was older, and there's different kinds, of
course.
But, it's something that is really, you feel it's shameful sometimes.
It is.
You feel you're the only one, and what's wrong with me, and da-da-da. And I think that, talking about this, I think is important. I mean, there's a lot of people who are going to say, I don't want to talk about this or hear about this. But you know what? It's reality. And you've developed a product that doesn't feel like a giant diaper when you're wearing yoga pants. And tell us this product and how you came about thinking about it and designing it and the steps you had to take to get here.
Sure. So my initial sort of steps through product development were really trying to figure out why traditional incontinence pads and sanitary napkins, too, are shaped like boats, because you really don't need protection in the area from about halfway down the pad all the way to the back. So, you know, I would go to the gym, go to a class, and have an incontinence pad on, and I was like, I don't understand why there's all this extra material, which I know can be seen from behind, which we don't need. What if we could figure out a way to concentrate the absorbent section of the pad exactly where you need it and make the back part of the pad taper so it's completely invisible no matter how short your shorts are or tight your pants are, you can't see it from behind. So the idea was to really look at female anatomy and what you really need when you have this problem and figure out a way to put the absorbent part of the pad there. And that's the only place where you see it. So if you, I don't know if you're on our website, but our pads are shaped like a teardrop. Mm-hmm. So the absorbent section is just in the front, and they absorb as much as a moderate incontinence pad. So you still have a pad, you know, if you're someone that has a more serious form of incontinence, this pad still works for you. It still absorbs 140 milliliters, but it's light and it's comfortable and it doesn't chafe. So we don't have that. There's a fabric cover on the top of a lot of incontinence pads that really chafes if you go on a long run or if you go skiing. This is a pad that's really designed to be comfortable for a woman who's working out pretty hard.
And how do you protect your product from these big guys trying to steal your idea?
We have some really incredible intellectual property. So the first call that I made...
Oh, you're a lawyer.
I'm a lawyer, but I'm not a patent lawyer. But the first investor in the project is a patent lawyer who I called on like day three once we kind of figured out what the design should look like. And I asked him to work on it with me. And he called me the next day and he said, I talked to my wife last night and she said, you've got to get in on this one. Why do you think I'm on the elliptical trainer at the gym every day? They have three kids. And so she was like, get in now. So he has written an incredible patent application for us, which has a tremendous number of claims protecting the design and our manufacturing process. So, you know, I don't think I would have tried to go out and raise money and launch this product if I was worried that a big pad company could take the design and run with it.
No kidding. And you must have been passionate about what you're doing to do this, because, I mean, you're really going to help a lot of people. Now, how do people buy this product?
You can find it on our website, justgogirl.com, and you can also buy it on Amazon. So if you look on Amazon for the Just Go pad, you'll find our pads there. And on our website, you can either sample or you can become a one-time buyer or you can become a subscribing member, and we'll ship pads to you every month.
Wow, so you make it pretty easy for people.
I do. We do. We want the solution to be in the drawer or gym bag of every woman who could possibly benefit from it.
And what has the feedback been so far? What kind of testimonials are people giving you?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, I said to one of my early investors that when I started the process of getting the product launched, if I heard one woman send me an email, if one woman sent me an email and said, this product has made a difference in my life, I would have felt like we had a huge success, and we have hundreds of those emails now. So women saying, I never thought I would run again. I never thought I'd get back on the treadmill. I never thought that I'd get back to kickboxing. It's the great love of my life, and I had kids, and I thought I would never be able to kickbox again.
Wow.
So women reaching out to us on Facebook and on email and in every way that you can possibly imagine saying, thank you so much for developing this product. It's totally changing my life. And it's amazing. I mean, it's really why I'm able to work 22 hours a day, because the idea that this is a product that is making a woman happy who felt limited before is pretty incredible.
No kidding, Brooke. And how do your kids? You're saying your daughter's giving you the eye roll. Are they starting to understand that you're a
they're
you know?
Over it.
That's so funny. I think you're really brave. You know,
my
publicist in New York, who I deal with a lot, who sent me your name. I thought it was a great topic because I think it's just something people don't talk about, and I think you know, it's a great thing to help people out. And like you say, if you get one person that's benefited, then you know, your work has been a good thing.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on the program. It's definitely a subject that makes some folks a little uncomfortable. I talk about it so much, you know, I left my sort of feelings about being comfortable about this subject about a year ago. But it's so important. And, you know, I say to my kids all the time, if we have to listen to commercials for erectile dysfunction drugs, we can talk about athletic incontinence, you know. Let's get real here.
Do people still invite you to cocktail parties?
They do. Because
there's the pee lady.
My bubbly personality still gets me into cocktail parties. Plus, I bring samples everywhere I go.
Oh, that's great. They can use them if they're drinking too much. Okay, so Brooke, when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about your life and about maybe some exercises we can do, dieting, and a little bit about your life. Back in 2 minutes.
Bolin Books Hillside Center is Victoria's community bookstore, bringing you the best books from around the world for more than 35 years. This week at Bolin Books...
Medicine Walk by Richard Wagamese tells the universal story of a father-son struggle in a fresh, utterly memorable way. Readers of Joseph Boyden, Cormac McCarthy, Thomas King, and the like will find this a stunning read.
Bolin Books, Victoria's community bookstore in Hillside Center. Call the Bolin Book Line at 595-READ.
Heat Savers Fireplace and Patio is taking it outside. If you want to turn your backyard into your private haven, Heat Savers has what it takes. Enchanting fire pits, comforting heaters, amazing outdoor kitchens, and of course, sizzling barbecues. Heat Savers features exceptional products and their knowledge extends well beyond basic burners and BTUs. Get a taste for something better at feelthewarmth.ca.
Feel the warmth, Heat Savers Fireplace and Patio.
2519 Government.
When you hear Island Muffler and Brake, what do you think of?
Those guys probably know the way around mufflers and brakes.
Sure, but did you know they do all repairs on all cars and trucks?
I guess not.
From a simple oil change to a major overhaul, Island Muffler and Brake does great work in good time at a reasonable price. And they've been doing it for over 46 years. Same local owners, same location at Burnside and Douglas. Have Island Muffler and Brake Auto Care take total care of your vehicle.
Island Muffler and Brake.
Marigold Nurseries is 70 years young, and they're celebrating by getting their groove on with everything from wave petunias to beautiful roses, hedging and fruit trees in all sizes. It's now easier than ever to create your own backyard oasis. For a platinum gardening experience, shop local. Shop Marigold Nurseries on Lockside Drive in Sanishton, in Duncan, and at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle here every Saturday from 1 till 2. We're talking to Brooke Solis, who is the founder and CEO of Just Go Girl. She's from Austin, Texas, and I've been there in July, and I've been there just this January with Team BC with Sheldon. And it was cold then, but the one thing that never ends is barbecue. Now, how do you stay so fit and slim when there's so much great food in Austin?
You know, everything in moderation. I am a big believer in having one cheat day a week. So Saturday is my cheat day, and on Saturdays I can eat anything that I want to. So if we're going to a barbecue or having barbecue, I can, you know, eat whatever I feel like stuffing into my body. But
what are you having tonight, Brooke?
Tonight we're having burgers, actually. We're having some friends over and we're grilling.
Very nice. And how hot is the weather right now, Brooke?
It's beautiful. It's actually like kind of in the mid-80s right now. It's mild. We've had a nice spring here in Austin. Normally by now it's creeping up to the hundreds, but it's beautiful.
I couldn't believe how cold it was in January, though. Like, I really kind of, I didn't realize it could get that cold.
It was nice, though. We have a very short winter. I mean, I know you guys have a long one. So
we don't in Victoria. We don't have a long winter here. We're really Mediterranean in Victoria because we're an island that's sort of protected by some mountains. So our climate on the west coast here is it's not like Seattle's. We don't get the rain.
Okay. Yeah, so you have lovely weather most of the year.
We really do. It's a great spot. You'll have to, you know, a lot of cruise ships come up here, so you'll have to make sure you come by this way because it's Vancouver Island's beautiful.
I would love to.
Absolutely. Now, Kegel exercises and all these things and
yes.
Pilates and core exercises, like
yes.
to go along with what you're doing with Just Go Girl, are these things important to do as well?
Absolutely. And, you know, we have a lot of physical therapists who've been working with us over the past couple of months talking about the product with their patients. We are huge proponents of doing everything that you can to improve the health of your pelvic floor, and Kegel exercises are the number one prescription that doctors and physical therapists will give you. And I call myself an Olympic Kegler because I Kegled for the better part of 14 years. And I saw a little bit of improvement, but there was no way Kegels were going to get me to the point where I could exercise with absolute confidence.
Yeah.
So it's very important, and I couldn't encourage women to do it more, but I also think that you get to a point where you realize that you've Kegled as far as you're going to Kegel.
Don't be hard on yourself.
If you want to be able to run hard and run with confidence, that having a pad is a good little partner to have for your exercise plan.
And I guess also don't drink too many fluids. Like, that's the catch-22, isn't it? Because when you're working so hard, you need a lot of fluids.
But you have to. Yeah. I mean, you have to stay hydrated. And I've tried that, too. You know, before I developed the pad, I think I tried every sort of trick in the book, not drinking 12 hours before I ran or went to a workout. And then you feel miserable. You know, then your body starts to hit a wall really fast. So the reason the pad is such a great solution is because you can do everything that you should be doing for your body, eat, hydrate during your workout, and not have to worry about embarrassing leaks.
And with that, your diet, I saw on your website you had like a green smoothie drink.
Yes.
What kind of foods do you eat? You know, because you sound like you're fit, sounds like you're balanced in your life. What is your kind of go-to for a day?
I'm a pretty clean eater, and I tell when people ask me, I think my trick is that I don't need a lot of variety in my diet. A lot of people need a lot of variety, and I can pretty much eat the same five meals a day for years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a Shakeology for breakfast, I'm a big salad for lunch, a kind of cottage cheese and almonds for snack, and salmon or some other fish with vegetables for dinner pretty much every day. So
what is a Shakeology?
Oh, it's the Beachbody shake.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's a fantastic kind of smoothie that has green and protein, and it has amino acids in it. It's fantastic. You should check it out on Beachbody.com. Not that I'm advertising for them, but
no,
it's awesome.
But I have seen that before, and
awesome.
A lot of people swear by that.
It's
some people
awesome.
Don't want to drink their calories, though, right? So
a lot of people don't love smoothies, but I like a Shakeology to start my day. I have it with some peanut butter toast, and it's kind of the perfect way to get my calories in before I start my workout.
So you do eat some carbs then?
I do. I have two pieces of toast with almond butter or peanut butter every single morning with my shake.
Now, what about your kids? Where are you at? Is anybody at home still? Or, of course, the younger ones are home. The 24-year-old is...
24 is gone. He lives in San Francisco, and he's a DJ.
Wow.
And he helps us on social media. So even my... both of my husband and my 24-year-old son are very involved with the company and love it and can talk about athletic incontinence as well as I can.
That's great.
And I know, it's pretty great. And my... I have a junior in high school, and I have a sophomore in high school, and they both regard me with a great deal of respect at this point. They understand that we're solving an important problem, and as much as they don't really want to leap in and be part of our marketing activities, they totally get it and support it, and my little ones are great. My two tinies are dancers, and they definitely are in a world where they know that there are some girls that have this issue, and so I think they're happy that we're doing something that allows you to wear a leotard with confidence, too.
And what would you say to people that have an idea for a product? It's you got to be passionate about the product, don't you? Because this is a huge undertaking that, you say, your whole family's involved in, because it takes up a lot of your time.
It does. I really think that you have to get behind something that you know you need. At least in my case, having a personal need for it was a huge driver. And it has to be something that you're willing to think about, talk about, sleep on every single day for years. I think a lot of people have this idea that you start a company and you get funded and the product's a raging success and you sell really quickly. And that happens sometimes, but you have to be in it for the long haul. And you have to be willing to have a lot of conversations with a lot of different constituents about what makes your product really special.
I had a little makeup line for a while, and I thought, yeah, I got it now.
And what happened?
Well, not much. Because I realized you had to sell it. And that's the thing is that, you can have all these great ideas and have it, and then it's like, oh, yeah, I have got people are still, I think it's 20 years of saying, I think that makeup's kind of had it. Time to throw it out. But, I think that it's a huge undertaking, and it's a kudos. You're either sometimes that way or not. You know, it's not for everybody to be an entrepreneur.
It takes a lot of risk tolerance, and, kudos really goes to my husband, who stands behind me and beside me and lets me take huge risks and supports me all the way. I mean, it's a big deal to have your wife decide that she's going to leave kind of a very secure law firm job and become a startup company entrepreneur where there's a huge amount of risk associated with it. But he believes in me, and he believes in the product, and he wants, he's on this mission with me to really help women do more.
That's fantastic, Brooke. And it's Brooke Salas, founder and CEO of Just Go Girl. Tell people one more time before we go how they can get a hold of you and buy the new pads that you've created.
Go to our website at justgogirl.com.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. I love Texas, and maybe
when
I go next time.
Patty.
I sure will. And have a great weekend, and TJ, you as well. Thanks as always. Until we meet again, have a great weekend. All you grads, be safe and have fun. Enjoy.